And now we'll move on to our interview.
Do you want to explain who it is?
You expectantly like someone else was going to introduce it for you.
I don't know who it is.
I explained at the start of the interview who I'm interviewing. Okay, so I'll just say...
Should just say my interview from the conference. Oh.
And now we'll go on to the interview that I got when we were... Now we'll go on to the interview that I had.
Now we'll go on to our interview with... Blah, blah, blah.
That now we'll go on to our...
I was speaking.
Is this the ballad that that regularly hangs out with Smo?
Yep, that's him.
Yep, that's him.
Okay, cool. Because I know that ballad.
How do you know him?
Through Smo.
How do you know Smo?
Through Richard.
Through me.
How do you know Richard?
Maths.
Oh, yeah.
But funnily enough, I know DK through theatre.
Do you do theatre?
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, I do.
Don't you know him from Game & Watch? Which is the first Donkey Kong.
Right. Oh my god, Jack.
Shut up.
OMFNG.
What? I don't.
See, I thought you said Gay Man Watch. And I'm like, is that is that some television program
website
that I am unaware of? So Dave, saw you on Gay Man Watch last night. It's like, those sons of bitches.
Tonight on Gay Man Watch, is DK gay? And it's just got people walking in slow motion. That's a problem right there.
I was going to say, I'm like, I can't hear anybody through the headphones. Now
also,
I can.
I turned off the 80 hertz low cut, so everyone should be a bit bassier.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I'm Batman.
I am Batman. Oh,
I am Batman.
No, I am Batman.
Where are they?
Yeah.
You've seen the latest.
Yeah. Batman, we need to find Bane before he destroys the city.
Yeah, if only we had some kind of like sonar system which could map the entire city for us. Us.
Cozy.
Cozy.
Yep. Just in case I need to lock my crotch away, there's a drawer here for it.
To lock your crotch away, is that...
Hey, you've got to lock your crotch away. Okay, well, a few episodes ago, in fact, on our 50th episode, we announced a caption competition. We posted some Facebooks up on the website and...
Facebooks? Books of faces.
Did I say we posted?
Entire Facebooks. Facebooks up on the website.
That made almost as much sense as the text I sent you last night.
That was almost as golden as my mum, can you please dial up a web page for me, darling? Hello and welcome. Today is Monday, the...
27th.
It's Monday, the August. Send us your questions, suggestions, proclamations of love,
yep.
Naked photos,
no.
Whatever. Maybe not that last one. Pictures of your cat. How about that?
Yes, everyone wants to see pictures of your cat.
Pictures of cats, young or old, with or without the consent of the cat. Yeah. It's like every now and then you hear someone pronounce something which you thought was a totally normal word in this really wacky way. Trait? Is it trait or tray?
Trait.
It's trait, right? I've heard people say tray.
It doesn't have an accent or anything.
This is my year 12 psychology teacher. He's like, there are some genetic trays. And I'm like, are you punking us?
No, I had a genetics lecturer last year that pronounced it amino acid.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Amino acid. Mm. And then you just can't concentrate because you're focusing. Oh dear.
I'm sorry. That was just.
That's what she said.
Amino craft.
Get one tip, make you see.
I'm not a big fan of Captain Mitt Romney. He's not a captain. I don't know why I said that.
He could be a captain. It looks like he could be a captain.
I'll start
it looks like he could be an admiral. Hello and welcome. Today is Thursday. Hello and welcome. Today is Tuesday.
It's Thursday. Mm-hmm. You had it right the first time, Jack.
Did I?
It's Thursday, the flippin' 11th of October.
Thursday, the 11th. Okay. Do I really turn up the Muesli Bar eating sound? So it's right in the microphone.
Oh, yuck. I'm not listening.
It's a Muesli Bar with yogurt on it. It's quite nice.
Ew.
To be honest, half the reason I ate that muesli bar was to get some good blooper material, but...
No one wants to hear your plastic thing, Jack.
Exactly, that's why it's at the end.
Maybe hear that, ladies and gentlemen. Masticating is gross. No one wants to hear you masticating.
That's like technically like the physical act of chewing. So you can't. It's not. You can't say that when you're like drinking soup or anything, right?
Yeah, but drinking isn't too bad. But it's like physically like the.
Oh, the word mastication like refers to biting and like chewing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no one wants to hear you masticate.
Endlessly hilarious.
No one wants to hear you chewing. It's kind of gross.
That's why I recorded it.
But that's gross. Why would you do that, Jack? Why would you do that?
Why wouldn't I? You have the technology now to record people eating in high definition.
Ew. How do we start again?
Hello and welcome.
That's right.
Today's Thursday, the 10th of January, 2013.
I don't want to do what you did. I already know. Shut up. Says you who mucked it up the other day.
Yeah,
okay.
But now I know how to do it really well.
Yeah.
Belinda's surprised that there's still stuff coming out of her nose. Should see her expression.
No, seriously, it's like...
Where's it coming from? All right, let's try that. Is that working?
Hello? No, except the problem is it's... Oh. Hello, Jack.
Okay, there we go. We've got a setting.
No, but you're Satan as well now.
We can't... Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, which one's which? Thank you.
I'm like that character in the book who doesn't know anything, like Harry Potter. So what is this wizard world? How does it all work? Oops.
What is a magic?
Yar, Harry, everybody knows what a magic... Why am I a pirate? Doesn't matter. Everybody knows.
My name's Hagrid. I'm an Irish pirate.
Magical wand works. Come on, you brother long. All right, guys. Are we going to do a radio show or are we going to sit around jerking each other off? As they say
if you're going to give me a choice.
What's that movie? Point Break. That's right.
Point Break.
Are we gonna jump out of this plane or sit around jerking each other off? Rubber Chicken did a thing on that. And the door just shuts.
I mean, really, what sort of a choice is that?
I know, right?
I mean, really, who's gonna jump out of the plane?
Well, I don't know. I think I'd jump out of a plane with a parachute.
Okay.
Rather than
jerk off
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, poor Keanu Reeves.
Have you been reading those Facebook recaps of friends? They're surprisingly good.
Maybe.
I think I linked to it on Facebook, appropriately enough, just as an aside.
Yeah, we can cut that.
Stop, mine's gone.
Jack's getting a girl from his man.
Yeah, so Jack's also getting a call from his mother.
Shh. Put on a speakerphone.
No. Oh.
What?
Yeah, so babies.
All right, Jack's gone.
All right, so I think it's a good time to
discuss
talk about
how much we hate
our
Jack.
Real feelings for Jack. Oh, I wasn't going to go towards the hate, but I can talk about hate.
You notice how like he's all about getting shit done on time and
but
exactly
then
how he says
it for so long.
But also he's super Aryan.
Mm. Oh, he's just. Did I ever tell you about this in high school?
Yeah.
His nickname was the Ubermensch. Because he was just so Aryan. Right?
That's brilliant.
I know. Like, I met
they
him
They actually
in
called him the Ubermensch?
Well, it was mostly me, but it kind of spread. So.
I heard he auditioned for the role as final boss in Wolfenstein Chapter 2.
He did.
Mm.
He didn't get it.
It got given to that guy with the two miniguns, but Jack was a close second.
Yeah, yeah. And he also applied, you know, that video game where the Robo Hitler is the final boss.
That's Wolfenstein.
Wait, was that Wolfenstein 2?
Yeah, that's Wolfenstein original.
Oh, was that Wolfenstein the original?
Yeah.
Okay.
Robo Hitler.
Okay, he lost that to Robo Hitler 2.
Did he audition for every level?
He auditioned for every Wolfenstein.
Hitler had the last one as a shoo-in. Jack never had a chance there. He was always going to be one of the preliminary bosses.
As his role as the Aryan ideal, maybe he might have got into
it. At best, he could have been like one of the guards roaming the halls. You shoot them, they go, "My Leben!"
Yes.
Mm.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
He's kind of fun when he listens to all this.
Yeah, I know.
Pro-science, anti-government. Cool.
Speaking of anti-government, Tom.
No, we have to talk about what the news is.
You can't segue.
Yeah, but you can't.
Is that friggin' Jack the Overlord?
Normally,
no,
I would be.
There will be no segueing before we announce
it. We will signpost everything.
Which is slightly ironic because I love segues. I don't know why I said no. You can
segues
feel free
now. Only yours is segue permit on designated segue zones. Sorry, Jack. Tell me if you find this offensive at any point.
I'm not German.
Yeah, I know, but I'm still backing you out.
Do you know some people listen to the show actually think you're being ultra serious in like
when I'm
being annoying all the time?
You?
Yeah,
really?
They're
what
like, I'm such a douchebag.
How do you get this
legitimately
feedback?
Just
oh, I
friends
be.
That I've said, oh, have you listened to my podcast? Not that I'm like, hey, you should. They've just like, oh, I listened to your podcast.
But Tom's a douchebag.
Tom's a douchebag.
Oh, see, but I don't want to come across as a douchebag.
No, but you're not a douchebag.
No, but they don't know that. And if I'm giving the impression of being a douchebag, I'm being too douchey on the show, and I should not be so douchey.
Yeah, well, but I can see your
can
face,
I,
and I know because you've got like a right, right smile.
Your sardonicness or your sarcasm. How do I do that?
Sardonicity.
Yeah.
Take
no,
a video and
no,
upload
I just
it
have
to Facebook.
I just have to ease back on picking on Jack, and
but that's 99% of the comedy.
It isn't terribly funny, and it's just it's cheap comedy.
Is this a confession live on radio?
That I should be a nicer person? Yes, it is. Yeah. I mean, you've got to be careful when you make jokes that you don't hurt people.
Exactly. No more German accents.
I think Jack was
no. Exactly. There are German people listening. It's probably really offensive. Now, I'm of German descent, so...
So you're allowed to do that.
Yeah. My middle name is Buchholz. So
Buchholz?
Is that a first name?
The double H, that's a last name.
Double H.
It's Buchholz, so it's
Buchholz.
Buchholz.
Was that like your mother or father's like
mother's maiden name?
Oh, yeah. Cool.
That is hot.
Yep. Now, we're not... We've been... Like, that family's been in Australia for like 150 years, so I can't claim any sort of real German culture. Sorry. So, really, it's not okay for me to make jokes about anybody.
No accents ever.
Except Bogans. I'm allowed to pick on Bogans. Because everyone's allowed to pick on
Bogans.
Are you a Bogan? No, but I'm from the country.
Okay.
So you're a Bogan.
That's all right.
VB, mate.
Yeah, and they're not really like a, they're not a racial or cultural
subspecies.
Group, really.
Oh! Callback! Lots of different headlines you could have for this one.
Let me just find it on my Google Docs.
Pope unfollows Satan.
All right.
The Pope should totally follow God.
Jesus deactivated his account and then came back 3 days later.
I follow
Facebook.
God on Twitter.
All right, guys. So the church has thought they'll get with the program a little bit, and... They're getting more up to date. So the Pope has a
the pont.
The
oh, you think you have the pontiff? Okay, it's just
yeah.
Ah, yes, the pont.
I'm going to call him that for now.
throw them a baculum.
Maybe I'll
see. So you laugh at that, and that wasn't even funny.